All right, KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio is very excited to bring on the air now legendary K-Earth radio DJ Brian Byrne, who is presenting the show Surfin' at Laguna Playhouse next week here in town. Brian, what an honor to have you on my show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
I can't believe this voice is on my very midday show. So you would have been on at this exact time that I'm on right now, which is also kind of tripping me out. Really cool.
That's true. Yeah, we did middays at K-Earth for 29 years. So
I read that you almost set the record, but you were 2 months shy of setting the record for longest running LA radio DJ.
Yeah, just close.
Guess so. You're right. Well, my first ever radio job 12 years ago, I was an intern at K-Earth. And it must have been 3 years probably after you left, because it was 2007 and I worked for Gary Bryan and Johnny Kay and everybody over there. So that's where I got my bug for this business, was in those same
doors.
Wonderful.
Well, it was a great spot to hang your hat in.
Absolutely. What involvement do you still have in radio today? I know you're presenting a lot of these tribute shows, but what else do you do in radio right now?
Well, I haven't done anything in radio. I just kind of left that portion of my career. It was a long and blessed career of over 40 years and the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And then as the business changed, and at the end of my last contract, I said and as you know, the business has changed quite a bit over
Indeed.
The years. It was just time to go and do something a little different.
Yeah.
And of course, I had always done concerts, produced concerts before during my years on the radio. So after 2 weeks of sitting at home, I said, this is not working. So I got into the business at a very young age of 13, and so music has been my whole life. So we just reopened the entertainment company and produce shows and traveled around the world presenting shows and having a lot of fun.
So retirement doesn't work for you very well.
Not at all.
Well, it sounds like you're still having a lot of fun. What do you think about, the state of radio, if you can possibly answer that in Los Angeles and around the country right now? Are you excited about its future, worried about it? Where do you stand?
I would definitely say I'm worried about it. I kind of saw the handwriting on the wall when, and that's one of the reasons that I left at the point that I did. I loved every single day that I was on the radio and always hated getting sick. I know you were off yesterday and it was just it was terrible to miss a day on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it and I never considered it a job. As my kids said, you never had a real job, Dad. You just went in and played records for a few hours a day and had your friends on the radio. But as you know, there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, people always do say that.
they say, it's a dream job. Well, there's a lot, and the more you put into it, the better it is. I'm sad for the state of radio today. Yeah. It is, once the deregulation hit years ago, and it allowed four or five people, companies, to own everything,
mm-hmm.
It just really, I think, was kind of the death knell for terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
So people tuned to, they were tired of the 10-minute blocks of commercials and went to Sirius and got their music. As the technology changed, young people today find their new music on their phones or the internet, and they don't go to radio like we did when we were younger. And the radio and the disc jockey was your friend, your pal. You found those new songs there every week, and you watched the top 40, and there was an emotional involvement between the listener and the radio station. And I think that we have gone pretty much over the last 10 or 15 years further and further away from personal involvement between the listener and the radio station.
Yeah.
It's you can only talk for 7 seconds. So, what I did on the radio probably would never be allowed today because I would tell a story. If a 40-second story took 40 seconds, it was 40 seconds. It was whatever came out of my mouth at the time because I never scripted anything. It was just all in my head. And I remember the early days of radio. I remember one of my first program directors said, "You have to write your show out." I said, "I can't write my show out. It's whatever it is that I feel at the time I open the mic and tell whatever story it is." So,
yeah. Well, just to remind everybody, we're on the phone with Brian Byrne, legendary K-Earth 101 radio DJ, and he's presenting this show Surfing at Laguna Playhouse next week. I'll get to that in a minute, but I do want to stay on this for a second. You know, I would argue, Brian, and I don't know if you would agree with this, but, you know, iHeart laid off 1,000 people a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We're a local LPFM station, and my idea for the station has always been the only thing that's going to keep radio relevant today, where kids are discovering music in a variety of different ways. The only thing that makes us stand out and relevant is humans. And as we know, iHeart and other big owners are getting rid of humans left and right. Like you mentioned, they're going to more syndication, more playlists, more jukebox style radio. And when you can get that anywhere, our only distinguishing factor is real live in studio DJs. Do you think that can still save it if we recommit to that idea?
I think we better recommit quickly.
Yeah.
it certainly would be a change, and I think if radio stations did that, and I think enough listeners were to discover that, and enough young people to discover, like they are discovering turntables today.
Exactly.
And vinyl. It would be something obviously new, because that portion of radio has been missing for a number of years now. So if all of a sudden they're hearing a jock talk about the group or have the group on or get some personal involvement going again, it would be brand new for the listener.
Right. Well, look how popular podcasts are. I mean, that's a storytelling medium. That's almost like AM radio was in the 50s. Is podcasting. So the demand is there for a storytelling human connection, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, I'm only 31. I got into radio at a time where a lot of people, you know, my veteran were telling me to get out. They said, don't go into this business. You're doing this in the wrong decade. And I committed to hopefully, you know, reformatting, if I can use that word, reformatting the industry rather than abandoning it. So that's what I still fight to do.
Good for you.
Thank you.
When I got into the business a long time ago, I was told, "This is a 7-year business, kid, and you'll be selling cars or furniture." And I said, "No, I'm going to be a lifer." And they said, "No, there's nobody's a lifer in this business." Yeah. Well, I proved them wrong. So,
what do you think of K-Earth today? Have you listened to it lately?
I have. It's they did what they needed to do to move the format ahead, and as we did through the years. So that's why they're very successful today.
Right. I remember talking to Johnny K when I was a freshman in college, and he said every year we cut the bottom year that we're playing. So in 2007, they cut 1962, and now we're up to the 80s, basically.
Yeah.
So I wonder what's going to happen to classic rock.
Maybe you'll be the last one playing it.
Maybe so. All right. Well, I could talk radio business with Brian Byrne for the rest of my life, but let's talk about the show Surfing, which is at Laguna Playhouse next week. It runs January. Well, not next week. Tomorrow.
It's actually this
tomorrow,
week.
Sunday. Yeah.
It's tomorrow night, Friday night. And we have two shows on Saturday, an afternoon matinee and an evening, and then a matinee performance, I think at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
So we're excited to be at the Playhouse, a fabulous little venue. Our first time there, and we're looking forward to having a lot of folks come and see the Beach Boy experience, as we put it.
Well, tell us about this group of guys in the band Surfing.
Well, I found these guys about 9 years ago, and when the recession hit, it hit a lot of the industry. So a lot of the casinos and places where I used to book a national act, all of a sudden they were more than happy to book a tribute act. So instead of booking a $40,000 show at a casino, all of a sudden it's a $4,000 show. And the casinos were happy, but that's where the tribute business really came into being during that recession period. And I found these guys, and I had actually gotten their card, and Ruby's Restaurants, which was a client of mine, was opening a Ruby's on the Malibu Pier, and they wanted a surf band. So I gave the guys a chance, and that day they had a pretty good look, and I said, well, let me throw out some tough songs for you to do, and if you can nail these, and I mean nail them, I'll be your manager. And then they were looking for somebody to handle them, and I gave them All Summer Long, which is one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, and a little more complicated than some of the others, and they hit the nail on the head. So we have been very successful with the group. We've been all over the world. We played in Macau this last year. The guys went to Hong Kong and Macau. We played the Emirates Palace in Abu Dhabi twice, Canada, various casinos and conventions and events around the country.
Awesome.
And it's a good bunch of seasoned pros. One of our guys has actually been a 20-year member of the Real Brian Wilson Band.
Okay.
And another one of our fellows was actually the musical director for the Beach Boys for a dozen years. So it's we do the show in character, which is different than a lot of the Beach Boy tribute bands or people who just go out and play Beach songs or Jan and Dean and some Beach Boys. We do the show like you would have seen it in its heyday. So, and I knew and worked with the original Beach Boys going back to when we were all kids in the early 60s when I was first on the radio. So I had the idea of kind of recreating the show complete with the original Fender guitars, Fender amps, the shirts, the whole deal.
Oh, how fun. And it sounds like it's pretty much a note for note tribute to their songs.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah. It's spot on. So, so we're looking forward to, the shows at the Playhouse.
And, yeah. Well, I hope to run into you there next week, and this is a bit of a shameless plug quickly
for
my...
Well, don't come next week. You better
come this
week.
But here's why I'm saying next week this time. This time I'm right, because I'm going to be in the show Folsom at the Playhouse next week, which is why I kept saying that. And we're going to cross paths for a day, because I'll be rehearsing for the show Folsom, in which I'm playing the DJ Hugh Cherry.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and your show will be closing next Tuesday. So we'll run into each other is what I'm getting at early next week. However, the show Surfing, of course, starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is when that one starts. So I think I got that squared away now. So LagunaPlayhouse.com is where you can get tickets for this spectacular Beach Boys tribute show against Surfing running through Sunday. And Brian Burns, who we've been on the phone with, who is presenting it and hosting it. So do you pop on in the beginning or do you keep coming in and out?
No, I'll pop on at the beginning and the end.
Okay, so great. Well, that'd be so much fun. And are you staying in town while you're here?
Well, I live in Newport Beach, so I'm pretty darn close.
Oh, well, nice to have you up the road, neighbor. We'll see you around town then, I suppose.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Brian, really appreciate you, and what an honor to have you on my show today. Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.